as it struck some birds shortly after takeoff, made a safe emergency landing in New York. The radar data showed the plane landed safely at John F. Kennedy International Airport last night. The JetBlue spokesman who was contacted refused to say whether the plane had suffered any damage. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the middle, the center, the ground zero of the reclamation of Redding, downtown Redding. Yeah, here we go. 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's got every aspect of the weather. And more.
The last gasp of summer 2017 is kind of hitting today. Sunny, a high near 92. It's going to peak out today. Overnight low should drop back below 60. Last night's overnight stayed pretty high. It was not fun. We will see sunny skies and a little bit warmer than average temperatures for the rest of this week. As we head into the weekend, temperatures will start to drop once again. Currently in Redding, we are showing... let's call it 70 degrees downtown, 75 out at Redding Municipal Airport. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, I'm here today with my co-host, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ted.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be anywhere.
It's been a while. I've missed you guys.
Oh, well, you know what? You leave. Aww. You go to Africa. You have a great trip there with your father. Spend all your money.
Oh, that's true. You know what I tell people when they ask me how much I spent? It's three words. All of it.
Spent all of it.
Yep.
So we just spent all of it.
Yeah, it's been all of it.
Yeah, and you came back though with some really good trophies.
I did. It was a once in a lifetime trip and incredible.
And you know, and Ted was not hunting the before everybody gets really too weird out there. He wasn't hunting elephant. He wasn't hunting lions. He wasn't hunting leopards. He doesn't hunt those.
I don't know. I have
no reason.
I'm a Jungle Book kid, you know. So I kind of grew up in a Jungle Book era where you just can't shoot those types of animals.
Okay, I tell you, of the big five, the only one I would hunt would be the Cape Buffalo, because there's lots of them. They call it a cow. You know,
yeah,
a cow on steroids.
Well, here's the thing. I would shoot a Cape Buffalo.
I'd shoot a Cape Buffalo. There's only one other thing about it, though. They're $30,000.
Yeah, not quite that much, but they are a lot.
Okay, they're a lot.
They're more than I was willing to spend at my age and, you know, enlisted pension style.
Okay, I got it. But you had was it a problem traveling over to Africa carrying a gun?
It was. Here's an interesting thing. It was 39 hours from here to Africa. Okay, and that's all
and
your
you
travel.
Went, and you
sitting
went to
in,
South Africa. Right?
Went to South Africa, sitting in airports, things like that. So you can pay in South African importer to help you with your firearm, and it's about $300, I believe. And if you do that, he will meet you at the airport. He will pick your gun up. You will walk straight to the front of the line in customs. They will check your gun, and you will move out smartly in like 5 minutes. If you don't pay the $300, they do nothing but look at you in line for like 45 minutes. I'm not lying. They did nothing. They weren't working. They were just ignoring you until they finally got around to moving you through the airport. Now, obviously, they want the word to get out that they want to pay They want you to pay the $300.
So then everybody get paid.
Everybody gets a piece
everybody
of it.
Everybody gets their beak wet.
It
everybody.
Was obvious what was going on. But, you know, now I know. Now I know.
Now you know.
It was great fun. I had a great time. My
dad,
my mom.
Yeah.
My sister went. We had a great time. You know, we're all big hunters and once in a lifetime trip. But I do want to go back one day.
Well, you know, when you're talking about like with your dad, and you know, your dad's getting older.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but he's still able to go out there. And oh, absolutely. I still think I should have probably gone. Because my dad always wanted to go play golf there at St. Andrews, you know, where we were at that one time. And St. Andrews in Scotland. And he just never pulled the trigger on it. And probably I should have. And just one day, just, come on, Dad, let's go over there. They got caddies. Well, you know, we can still, well, you can still walk and play and just do it. You know, spend a weekend over there playing on the old course. And I think he would have liked that.
Yeah.
He loved his golf.
I'm glad I took the time to do it. You know? I'm so glad. It was just incredible. And especially guys with our attitude and work ethic, we tend to work is our happy place. And so it's easy to say, I don't want to do that. I would just rather work.
Yeah.
Work is where I feel comfortable. And so I'm glad I took the days off.
Tell us, you are the president and founder of Northern Firearms Instruction. And I look at it as the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California.
Yeah.
In the sense of how many places you teach and how many people you reach out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We last week we taught over 200 people. And, of course, we just I spent a good part of last week setting up a shop in Stockton. So, of course, setting up a shop means going and meeting with a gun range owner and getting instructor privileges at the range. Figuring out what that's going to cost, getting another instructor, having them go through the instructor development process, talking to the sheriff's department and police departments down in Stockton and San Joaquin County, which they have to approve you to teach CCW in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always a big, long, drawn-out process. Sometimes that can take months in itself. So getting another location normally takes 6 months to a year. And, of course, we're now authorized to teach in over 30 locations, or 30 counties and cities in the state. So, it's
oh, been so you're up to 30 now.
Up to 30, yeah.
Okay.
So it's been a good ride.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 10 years
it's getting,
now.
And it's getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Do you you also offer other, besides just the concealed carry? And you have classes, and you know, disclaimer here, I also teach at NFI. But you have classes in there, 50, 60 people. And they say, well, how can you teach a class with 50 or 60 people? Well, you do classroom work. You do hands-on work in the classroom. And then the next day when people shoot, those ranges are small.
Right.
You've got two instructors for, like, six people.
Two instructors for every six firing points. So
right.
That means... 11 local instructors,
yeah,
some pretty big names in the gun industry right here in Reading and throughout the state, will help NFI accomplish our mission. So, you know, if we had a class of 50 people, which we do this weekend, we will work together in the classroom. Of course, you're teaching this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then the next day, we'll break them down into five separate little ranges. And... so you've got a little five-point firing range with 10 people on it using the coach-pupil method. One person shoots, the other person teaches, being supervised by two instructors per range, real senior guys. And it works out really well. We have a great time at the ranges and been very successful as far as that goes. That's really an anomaly, though, because, you know, the class this weekend was free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got
it. Past weekend.
No, this one coming up.
Oh, this one coming up is free.
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, that's right. And you have, oh, my gosh, how many people in that class?
50.
50, okay.
Ladies.
And this is 50 ladies.
Yeah.
And it's a free class.
Free class.
How'd you get a free class out?
Well, I was approached by a local wealth management firm, financial advisor, and said, look, if I give you this money, will you teach a free class and let me set up a booth there? I said, sure.
Sure.
I think free CCW classes are great.
Yeah, if you people would underwrite them like that.
Well, yeah, and so he underwrote the class, and he's going to have a booth there, and they can walk up and talk to him, and they can get a brochure from him. And
is this during the course of the Saturday classes while they're in class?
Yeah, and then on the Sunday class, he's bringing a gun to give away to the Sunday class.
Now, see, here's Bob over there going, why can't I get into a class like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Because, Bob, if you go like this, say, you know, my name is Bobette because I'm feeling I'm going to tell you what happened with that one yesterday, too. Okay, I'm here with Ted Leidy, and so talking. So this class this weekend is 50 ladies, or 50 women. I don't want to, you know, can I say ladies?
You can say ladies. I call it ladies.
I call it ladies. I mean, you know, they can, well, I'm not a lady. Well, that's your problem, lady. Anyway, but I don't think a woman would do that. I mean, they understand where we're coming from on this.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's respectful
it's ladies
to call them
only. I think so. Ladies only class, and there's 50 of them. They're free. How long did it take you to fill that one up?
About 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah.
Because some of them probably hadn't gotten the word right away.
Right, yeah. Well, once it got on Facebook, it just, boom, filled up. And I've been taking calls every day, it seems like, for a
while. Well, I
remember
when I started talking about it, you called me up and said, stop talking about it.
Yeah, that's right, because it was full.
Yep, just stop talking about it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
I mean, that's a $150 class that we worked out. And so it's going to be at the Red Lion in the ballroom. It's real comfortable. AV and big screens and, you know, everything you would expect from an NFI class. And then, of course, we'll work from 8 to 1 at the Ready Gun Club.
There you go.
All the little ranges. So, yeah, I can hardly wait for it. It's going to be fun.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, since we've been in the business, they have been our advertisers. And I can't say enough about Shelley and the people down at Tobacco and Brew. A super group of people. They have remodeled the whole store. The one thing that hasn't been touched is that incredible walk-in humidor that Ted and I go into and revel when we are in there and picking out the right cigars when we go out and do things. Tobacco and Brew has supported our veterans community and so many other community events. It's a great place. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew. I'll be right back with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Carmona's Appliance Center. At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. A lot of things going on here, and we need to talk about. And, you know, I mean, we are going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Because I'm not sure. We've got guests, but I'm not sure when they're all coming in. So, hey, stand down. You going to be with me on that Friday, or are you going to be gone?
What is the date?
Friday. Well, the stand down goes the 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Oh, this weekend.
This week. So, well, I'm just talking about Friday, though.
Morning.
Yeah, we're going to do remote in the morning. I don't know if you can make it or not.
I think I can make it.
You're going to be there from 7 to 9, you know, for being down at the stand down as we've done before.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
let's
and
do
this
it.
Is the Shasta District Fairgrounds. This is where it's for all homeless veterans and their families. And last year we saw a family for the first time. It's a hand up, not a handout. They're there to help them get back on the road. Of course, they can stay there with temporary housing, medical services, county veterans service officer, job services and unemployment, drugs and alcohol counseling. One Safe Place is going to be there, clothing and hygiene comfort kits, driver's license and ID information. Now, I've got all these things set up for veterans that are down on their luck. Now, how can you help? They always need food for these. Or they always need donations so they can buy food. They've got all the clothes. They've got all that kind of stuff they need for that. But they also need help, you know, volunteering to help on the to help hand out things to, you know, for to the people down there that need the help into assisting the ones that are working there. So if you want to help, if you want to donate, you give a call at 605-8114. And leave a message, and he'll get back to you because he's running around like his hair's on fire right now. Dave Cockrell. But they're going to have it all there, and this is a chance to help veterans that are down on luck. And like I said, I was there last year, and I saw a family of, you know, a mother, father, he was a veteran, and they had their two kids that were there, homeless.
Wow.
And living in the car. So this was trying to get on. And many people that this has helped so many veterans get back on the road that they come back to help and volunteer.
Yes.
Remember that when
yes.
we were talking to those guys last time? So, okay, that happens then. This and so something to look at, something to get involved in. Okay, one of the things we said we were going to talk about was?
We're going to talk about the assault weapons registration.
Yeah.
Coming up.
That's right. Also talking about a lot of other different things. You know what? I know people said to me, somebody said the other day, I thought you were a libertarian, leaning in a libertarian type of lifestyle in the sense of letting people make their own decisions. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I am. I think that people, you know, need to make their own decisions and then take the consequences of those decisions. And I'm changing the subject a little bit here because we're going to have time here. It's about people, about selling marijuana in the city of Reading. Now, they're looking at doing that. And yet, we've got the district attorney and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors are bringing in a guy on the 18th or 16th of November. And it's about the opiate crisis and addiction. Learn about the opioid crisis and drug epidemic and explore next stops for our community. And I'm hearing from the police and the sheriff and DA and all these other people, well, we're having an opioid epidemic, and yet we're looking at starting to sell marijuana in Reading. Is that a dichotomy?
No, I don't think so. Here's the deal, in my opinion, for what it's worth. You're already selling marijuana in Reading. They're already, I mean, you make one, you can drive 10 miles to Shasta Lake and buy marijuana legally. You can try to control it and put some walls on it and you know, put some regulation around it and try to enforce some sort of control, or you can just let it go on like it's going on right now where people are, you know, sitting in the streets smoking marijuana. And I mean, they can already, there's already so much marijuana grown in Shasta County that, you know, you can smell it driving up and down the road every day. Obviously, for whatever reason, people are still growing it as not as much as they want, because the sheriff's, I think, doing a real good job of scraping off those grows that are illegal. But the indoor grows are incredible. And when you start looking at what it does to our economy and commerce, people are so quick to blame other, like Bethel Church, for raising the rents, raising the price of rent in the city, which, you know, I think is ridiculous. But also, you got to realize that a lot of these rentals are they're full of marijuana, and that's expensive too. That will help raise the rent in an area if you've got a demographic that's growing a lot of marijuana inside your homes. Those people that are growing that marijuana will pay whatever you need them to pay to keep that rental. So that's just an idea.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, do we sell out? For the fact is that we use the argument, it's here. It's here. It's one, and I'll take advantage of it. And yet we're introducing something else into our lifestyles that people will start using. And the argument is, well, people that want to use it are using it already. I think it's like cigarettes and alcohol and other things, is that when it's readily available, that you get the people younger and younger start. I look at a study done and listened to a speech. The superintendent of the largest school district in Colorado gave, since they've legalized marijuana, and what's happened to the kids and the test scores and their absenteeism and all this. And there's been a problem there. Now, albeit Reading is different, but still, we have a case where if you look at the statistics, the number of drug-related instances for children, from their watching their parents battle it out, the number of incidents that affect children, is having marijuana, you know, make that less? You know, if you can buy marijuana and smoke it, does it maybe you just nod off or something so there won't be violence in the home? I'm not sure. I mean, okay, let's just give them marijuana because you know what? They'll smoke it and they feel pretty good about it and everybody's happy. Well, I don't, or of course you go back to the old gateway thing. Everybody that's ever done heroin started on marijuana. But I guess you could also say, well, they also started on coffee and Coca-Cola.
I completely agree. And I don't want to be misunderstood where I'm taking a side here one way or the other. But we have to get out of this bad habit that we're in as a society, where we pick and choose what we want to enforce in our laws and our statutes.
Well,
we've got to stop that.
That's where, you know, and that is important. You know, sanctuary state now.
Right.
So we're not going to enforce this. You know, we're not going to help the feds pick up illegals. Well, then why do we in Shasta County then have to listen to your gun laws? Why don't we have the ability to just go out and buy ammo when we want without getting a specific license that's good for 4 years? Or why can't I have a weapon that you call an assault weapon that I call a semi-automatic,
Sporting rifle.
You know, so what? You know, I've never gone out and shot anybody. Well, here. And
that we know of.
That we know of. No, I'm pretty sure I have.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, but you know what? I mean, so then if we don't have to, if the state doesn't have to obey federal laws, do we have to obey state laws?
And here comes the problem, society-wide. Where is the line between you're going to jail and your life is ruined, and, oh, we're just going to look the other way because we don't feel like enforcing that? That's a problem. I mean, that's really a problem.
It is.
That's why you get – I really think that contributes to all of this small-time petty crime on the streets, because sometimes they'll get away with it. Sometimes they won't.
Well, you know, and the thing is that most of the time, they get away with it. They come up with 60 more beds, which is Basenko thinks he can do this. He says it'll be filled in one day.
Wow.
One day they'll have it filled up.
That just tells me that we have an incredible problem.
We have a problem out there that is, and you know what? And it's drug-related. Much of it is drug-related. And if it's drug-related, you know, I go back to the original premise, is Reading the type of place that wants to get a reputation of, hey, we have great weed here.
Is it really drug-related, or is it just crime-related? Because
it's crime-related.
Because
it's crime-related. But how much of this is from drugs, from the opiates? You know, it's not marijuana, but how much of it's from the opiates that people are, you know, on heroin now? And to feed a $200 a day habit, you've got to get $2,000 a day of stuff you've stolen.
So all this is illegal, what we're talking about, but somehow it goes on every single day on the street.
Right.
So, again, we don't have either the ability or the will to enforce the law.
I think we have the ability and the will. I just think that a certain, you know, the policemen look at it and in their priorities, just like we do, just like you do in every day in life. If I pick this guy up who's nodding off, who's shooting heroin, I'm going to take him down to the jail. He's going to be turned loose because he's not a danger to anybody. And meanwhile, I'm in there for the 2 hours. I could be out with, you know, looking at the guy that's stealing cars or breaking into homes or whatever. You know, I think it goes down to priorities. We've got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It is going to be 92 today. 92. It was 56 last night. It'll get down in like into the, you know, high 40s and then go up to 88 or 90. So you get to use your heater in the morning and your air conditioner in the afternoon. And there isn't a better place in town to take care of this than Alliance Heating and Air. Better known business. It's been in the business for a quarter of a century here. Any type of make or model of air conditioner or heating systems, give them a call at 221-2642. They've got guarantees. They can give you warranties. They have everything at Alliance Heating and Air, the only ones that we let touch our HVAC systems. Check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today. It's Tuesday, 24th of October, 2017. It's going to be 92 degrees today. It's going to be warmer out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Cornerstone Community Bank, where they are moving local dreams forward, brings us this segment. They've got their newest branch down here on California Street, 1845 California Street, about a block south of Jack's Grill. Come on in. Take a look at the new branch. Talk to the people down there. Get excited about banking. Oh, banking? Is that exciting? It is when you look at my bank account. But it's exciting to get down there and find out people that want to help you. And the people are so professional, and it's local. Why not a local bank? Cornerstone Community Bank. And speaking of local, I'm here with a guy who owns I guess probably one of the most professional, probably well-known businesses in this whole North State. I'm here with Al Gordon, who owns Coachmaster Collision Repair. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Doing good this morning.
Good. Now, you know, Al, it's, you know, Coachmaster was started years ago by your predecessor, Don Steck.
Correct.
And then, but you've been working with him for a long time.
Yeah, over 20 years. And in the last 15 years, he's set back and let me pretty much run the company. He's taken care of the advertising and was very instrumental in a lot of decisions along the way. But as far as the public eye and meeting the customers and dealing with the everyday business, he left that to me.
And I remember, you know, I've seen you there several times, of course. And but now you've got the whole enchilada. You all came to a satisfactory arrangement, obviously.
Yes, we did. It was not really a battle. It was.
Oh yeah.
He needed certain things for his retirement, and we needed certain things to be successful. And as many years as we worked together, we were, you know, able to make that a smooth transition for both of us.
Well, you know what? But it also made a smooth transition for your team and works there, because everything you all do is so professional. You've got the, when we talk about Coachmaster Collision Repair, people may think, oh, it's a dinged, dinged fenders or, you know, side panels or something, but it's a lot more. Coachmaster has a lot more to offer.
It really does. We do a lot heavier equipment repair. We do motorhomes. We get involved in major repairs on aluminum boats. We specialize in some very difficult wheel alignment situations that have not been able to be solved by other companies. Our staff, pretty much homegrown, been with us a long time. Several of our key players, one of them is my son, just been with me since the beginning, since he was old enough to walk around a car. And we have another young man that's been with us since he was 17, and he's just like 35 years old now.
Wow.
And they're pretty much all home trained within the company. And we're bringing more young blood in and training them also for our future technicians.
Well, you said something about you've like almost doubled the size of your personnel you've had there.
Yeah, when I took over, one of my first goals was to start training for our new future technicians. So we pretty much sent our journeyman technicians out, the nucleus of the company, and said, go find you a helper. And it's been very instrumental. They brought in some really good people and have done some great training with them, and they're preparing us for the future.
Okay. Now, when we, you know, one of the things that when I introduced you to Ted, and Ted goes, Coach Master, you know, you've got that really large, would you say a frame aligner?
Frame straightener, yeah.
A frame straightener. You've got like the largest one in, what, Northern California?
Yeah, absolutely in Northern California. And as we've watched the trucks, the big four-door long bed trucks get bigger and bigger over the years, a standard frame machine is not capable of even repairing that truck today.
Wow, so your regular old pickup truck that you know you see people driving around.
Yeah.
So, now, when do you need a frame aligner? And how does it work?
Well, newest frame equipment, the older days we did them with laser beams, we did them with three-point gauges. Today, the technology has advanced to a point to where we're doing it actually by sonar, where you're attaching sensors to the vehicle in key positions, and then those sensors are Bluetooth to software that if that vehicle is already preloaded into that vehicle, and it will tell you down to zero point exactly where that measurement is and if it's not accurate.
Okay, you know, see, now here's, you know, Ted turned around and looked at me. Okay.
Wow, we're a long ways from Bondo and Hammers here.
Yeah, you know what, that's, I remember working on cars in Okinawa where you couldn't have any holes. The Japanese had just taken over the island. There could be no holes in the cars, and you had to have, like, mufflers. So we were pounding out, and this will age me here, but you pounded out a Dr. Pepper can because they were steel. You pounded it out to wrap around the muffler, and you spot welded it. And the Bondo, there was so much Bondo on these cars that, you know, I've seen them that they hit a bump real hard, and, like, the fender falls off because it was made of Bondo. But when Al was showing me the equipment the other day, and he's got portable stuff that, you know, and how it works, and I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, oh, yeah, this is a lot. I mean, it is so precise when you are finished. I mean, you are at the exact spot on a frame, because what I was looking at was a car that had been hit from the side, had taken out the front fender, had pushed back in into the engine well, and now you had to not only pull all that out and replace all of that, you had to then realign where all the stress points were, and you can do that.
When we're doing that, you know, I was explaining to Carl at the time that there are variances that are allowed within a repair. Most of them, even in today's cars, are up to 3 millimeters, and we're able and capable, and our goal is always to get it at zero tolerance, where you've heard Don's commercial about accumulated measurements throughout a vehicle, how mm-hmm. far it can be off. If you allow that 3 millimeter tolerance throughout 4 or 5 measurements on that vehicle from one end to the other, it's not going to be very accurate.
And this is one of the things that I've, you know, when people ask, I said, you know, the cars or trucks you work on are better aligned than they are when they come off the assembly line. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It is for a lot of reasons, because we're held to higher standards than a manufacturer. When you buy a new car, it's a new car. It's perfect. Well, if somebody comes back and double checks us, or even for our accuracy, we require that car to be as accurate as possible, which is usually underneath and within, or better than the factory tolerances.
That's the part I like.
Right. Right.
So that, yeah.
So potentially that car, when it leaves the shop after a major collision, is more accurate than it was from the factory.
And it'll probably run better.
Yes. Yeah, very, very likely.
So speaking of running better, what are some of the symptoms of a car that's been hit and then they fixed it cosmetically, but the frame was still out of alignment? What would a car, if they were driving it down the road, how would you know? What was one of the symptoms that you would look for in that instance?
usually you're going to have a tire wear issue. Front-wheel drive vehicles, which a lot of them are today, the sedans, it's not as detectable, you know, with a tire pull or, you know, the car can still operate accurately and not pull and be comfortable to drive, but you could get very erratic tire wear. And that would be the first thing to look for.
So some of these vehicles, and I know that I sold a vehicle last year with a salvage title, right, because it had been totaled. It had been stolen and totaled. That could be something that somebody would want to look at if they're going to buy a vehicle with a salvage title, right? Right off the bat, is if it's been wrecked, they should have the frame looked at.
Absolutely. The most economical procedure, if you're going to buy a salvage title, is to take it to a reputable place and have them do a wheel alignment and make sure that there's adjustments within that wheel alignment and they haven't adjusted it to the very tolerance one way or the other to make it acceptable. That would be the first thing to look for. And if it doesn't pass that test, then I would look somewhere else.
Right, right. So it's just a matter of knowing that
there's even more than that. We've got to take a quick break here with Al, because there's some other things, too, is that people just, you know, the way you drive your car and the terrain you're in can make for a big difference. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at, I'm just still turning here. How about Four Winds Jewelry? I'm sorry. Hey, it's brought by Four Winds Jewelry. They're bringing us this, brought us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got the only watch repairment in Reading is there at Four Winds Jewelry. They can design them, build them, get gems from all over the world, and they have a huge estate jewelry selection right there. And when I buy things for Linda, like our anniversary is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be down at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Al Gordon, owner of Crackmaster Collision Repair, because I want to talk about, if you live up in Shingletown, you may want to see this man, and because he's going to be able to save you some money. We'll be right back.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at shastaspine.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. that dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-811-4.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bach and Ted Leidy. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 75 degrees going up to 92 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. If you're looking for locally owned, trusted providers of quality, compassionate in-home health care, go no further. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. It doesn't get any better than that. What can I say? Give her a call, 226-8350. It's where I would put Ted as he gets older.
Thank you,
sir. I would have somebody looking after me. It would be somebody from Home Helpers.
Thank you, sir. I would really like that.
That's right.
Could we start tomorrow?
We could start tomorrow. we could have our own little senior moment and have me there.
I need someone to look after me.
Speaking of somebody that doesn't need that, though, is Al Gordon, who owns Coachmaster Collision Repair. I know. I've got Crackmaster, Coachmaster. Yeah, but this is Coachmaster, and it is, there's a big difference there. Windshields, everything else. Well, you probably do windshields, too. I'm not sure. You know, if it comes in a car, I guess you could take care of everything. Is that right, Al?
Yeah, it is. We do have a very professional technician that comes in and does our windshield work for us. It's a very specialized industry anymore.
It really is.
And we do all of our own collision related mechanical is done in house. As we mentioned, the wheel alignment. We also have the capability of scanning the computer systems, which is extremely important on these newer vehicles. In fact, it's manufactured. Mandated on almost all the vehicles from 2014 up.
Mm-hmm.
Your lights on your dash doesn't tell you everything that went wrong in a collision, so therefore you have to access the computers of that vehicle and scan it for collision related codes. There may be a lot of codes that affect the performance of the vehicle, the safety features of the vehicle that are totally undetected if you don't pre-scan that vehicle after a collision.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that. Now, here's something we were talking about right before before the break was, if you drive in certain terrain, like up at Shingletown and Matton, and you're driving, those roads, a regular wheel alignment doesn't make it.
No. You could, on an extreme condition, like living in up around Shingletown area and commuting back and forth to Reading, a regular standard wheel alignment, you can get very excessive tire wear because of the cornering. You can actually adjust that vehicle for that extensive cornering to double your tire wear just with a custom wheel alignment.
One of the things I noticed was, when I was going on a ride on my bike, was I thought, well, do I need to replace my tires? And the guy looked at it, he said, no, you should be okay. Well, you'd be an okay if you're in California, but you go to different states, the texture of the concrete and the asphalt that they have is different, and some of them will just chew a tire up, and where you would get another 1,000 or 2,000 miles out of a tire, you might get, you're lucky to get 500 or 600. I didn't realize that, how that works. And then now when you're talking about the way it's aligned, You could rip through a pair of tires. Didn't you say that somebody was going through a pair of tires or a set of tires in a year, and it should be lasting 2 years?
Yeah, and she was commuting from the mountains down into the Red Bluff area. And the standard wheel alignment on extensive cornering, you can scuff the tires severely, because when you turn, one tire will turn more than the other. Well, you can adjust that to where they turn more accurately together with just your wheel alignment, to where you're not scuffing those tires off on the corners. And the other situation is where if you're commuting up and down I-5, you can actually adjust the wheel alignment to where that car wants to go straight much more severely, and it frees you up more going down. You know, a lot of people like pour coffee going down the road. You can let go of your steering wheel and
it's just be going straight down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Al, is that something you guys do normally? Like, you'll have somebody come in and say, I'd like my vehicle to go straight down I-5, and you can set up the alignment system for that?
Yeah, it is. Generally, when somebody calls us on a wheel alignment, we deal with custom alignments, as we've been talking about,
right,
or very difficult wheel alignments where they've been had several experiences and have been unsatisfied, or another facility had not been capable of detecting the problem and solving that problem. That's where we generally get involved. Our wheel alignment is much more extensive and has a lot more procedures than a standard, you know, wheel alignment at a tire shop.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got a question on, if someone's building a street rod and you take an old Ford or Chevy or something like that, and you take the engine out of a Camaro or say a Mustang, would you use a computer out of that car that you're taking or you're using the parts from, or would you buy another computer from another source because the street rod may not have, well, let's say, power windows or some components that the newer cars have? So anyhow, that's my question about, you know, using the same computer or getting another computer somewhere else. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, Ron. Thanks.
Thank you.
So the question was putting a if you drop a different engine into your street rod and it's got the computer.
So if you're making a Franken car.
Well, what you're doing is you're taking
maybe
you're taking a newer engine out, you know, or something like this, but you're dropping it into a different frame. Would you need new computers for that?
That's not really our specialty. I'm kind of a diehard for using the original equipment. The computer obviously is on today's engines, you know, controls everything about the engine, the timing, and it's like I said, it's not really my specialty. But there's a lot of aftermarket. There's, you know, Google. There's a lot of access for that information.
Okay. We do want to give a big shout-out to the missus here who is working with you hand in glove, who I had the opportunity to meet the other day, too. Your wife, who has helped you with your success.
Yeah, my wife, JoLynn, she retired from the court system here in Shasta County, and she had past experience in banking, and she had also owned a trucking industry at one time, or a trucking
company.
Company. And while I was still busy running Coachmaster, she was chasing down the bankers and financers and putting contracts together and everything for the purchase. But she was very instrumental in us being able to do this.
When I met her the other day, she was opening boxes and pushing things, you know, moving things around there, getting onto the phone. So it's really a good relationship, you know, that you've got. You've expanded the size of Coachmaster. You've hired almost twice the people. You're doing twice the work now. You've got the, you know, I saw RVs. I saw like four RVs in there, you know, 30, 40 foot long RVs that you were working on in various stages, plus cars and trucks. Y'all are really, really busy.
Yeah, we stay very busy. We've been very blessed. The guys out there are just unreplaceable as far as the quality control and managing themselves. They really have the concept of the company in hand.
That's great. Okay, hey, we have to run here, but we're here with Al Gordon, who is the owner, he and his wife, of Coachmaster Collision Repair. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can find us down on East Side Road, or you can call us at 243-1310, and you can also find us on the internet at our website.
Okay. And I can tell you one thing. We had somebody sideswiped us on our Lexus a few years ago when we had the Lexus. Took it down to Coachmaster. And you know what? It was matched so perfectly. Plus, they do more than what's called for. You guys go above, you know, above and beyond. And right now, the Jeep's in there. It will be in there in the next couple of weeks because somebody got close to a little yellow pole. Yes, the little yellow pole that puts little yellow marks on your fender.
Oh. Must have been. Was it you, Carl?
No.
Okay. So
that's the only reason I can talk about it.
That's a 50-50 deal. I know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Anyway, Al Gordon, owner of Coachmaster Collision Repair, heartily recommend these guys because of the work they do and the abilities they have.
Thanks. Well, thank you, Carl. Nice having you on here today.
Okay. Okay. Hey, when we come back after these messages, we're going to be talking about the new firearms regulations and more.
Yes.
Coming up on the top of the hour in the news, brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump set to meet with Senate Republicans today to push his upcoming agenda.
The president will come here to Capitol Hill for the weekly Senate Republican luncheon. It's part of the president's continuing campaign to patch up relations with a group whose support is critical for tax reform and other pet projects. It will be the president's first meeting with Senate Republicans on their home turf after hosting many of them at the White House.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The House is set to take up the Senate-passed budget resolution this week. The Washington Examiner's David Rucker says it's part of the plan to move quickly toward tax reform.
They are going to pass the budget resolution. They're not going to mess around with the conference committee. They're not going to reject the Senate budget resolution, even though they don't like it, because they do want to get moving on tax reform. They don't want to jeopardize it.
Rucker was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. In the Carolinas, the National Weather Service forecaster Charles Grant says there was some severe weather overnight over a wide area.
In Spartanburg County, South Carolina, that's pretty much where it started, and started tracking north, northeast through Cherokee County, South Carolina, Cleveland County, North Carolina, and then up through Burke, Caldwell, Catawba counties in North Carolina.
Not only widespread, but severe damage. Thunderstorms with damaging winds and flooding. Possible tornadoes flipped tractor trailers and small airplanes in some places. Hot weather is in the forecast as Los Angeles prepares to host Houston in Game 1 of the World Series. Forecaster Rich Thompson says the heat is here to stay for now.
Limit your activities during the day. Drink a lot of water. And with regard to fire weather conditions, you know, just if you're out there doing anything that might cause a spark or might cause any sort of ignition, just please be very careful out there.
Trading is booming on Wall Street. The Dow right now up by 182 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
Dry skin, cracked skin, red skin, itchy skin, skin allergies, eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. Gloves in a Bottle is a unique shielding lotion and dry skin care treatment that works like an invisible pair of gloves.
I'm 39 years old with type 2 diabetes. I've searched all over for an effective skincare product for my feet, body, and face. I found it all in Gloves in a Bottle.
Now available at local pharmacies and selected hardware stores, or shop at GlovesInABottle.com and use code SALEM to get 15% off on your entire purchase.
Several news outlets have reported that the U.S. Air Force could soon put bombers like the B-52 on 24-hour alert for the first time since the end of the Cold War. Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says it would be a move in the right direction toward military preparedness.
It's prudent that we put our guard up, that we put all resources, you know, into place in the event that something goes awry and our country is attacked and we have to be prepared to respond.
Colonel Robert McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. British lawmakers are asking Facebook for information about Russian-linked online activity around the U.K.'s European Union membership referendum and recent election. The House of Commons Committee says it is seeking details of advertising and pages set up by any Russian-linked accounts during the 2016 referendum and 2017 election campaign. More from townhall.com. In New York City, the transit agency is changing how bus and subway passengers pay their fares.
The MTA is phasing out the MetroCard. Instead of riders swiping, the new system will allow them to use their cell phones or certain types of debit or credit cards to pay their fares directly at the turnstile. An MTA committee already approved a $573 million contract for a new payment system. The full board votes Wednesday. Officials say the plan is to fully retire the MetroCard by 2023.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Lord & Taylor's flagship store in Manhattan, known for its holiday displays along Fifth Avenue, is being sold to the office space sharing company WeWork. The nearly 100-year-old building will be converted to WeWork headquarters, with room remaining for a Lord & Taylor store as well. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the ground zero of downtown Reading. That's right. We're here. We're watching. We're always alert. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Of course, Bad Bob is sitting here. He's just waiting.
You will find no more lurks
breath
than you will in this place right here. Possibly the safest radio station in the country.
As of right now. You're probably right. Right now, it's probably the safest radio station. You know, not only would you have a problem getting into the studio, you'd never get out. So,
sunny today and fall conditions, more like summer, 92 for a high. Overnight low will be in the mid-50s. Temperatures remain close to the 90-degree mark throughout the rest of the week under sunny skies with clear nights. That trend will hold out into the weekend. No rain in the immediate forecast. So enjoy the last gasp of summer while you still can. Currently in downtown Reading, we are still holding at about 70 degrees. 75 out at Reading Municipal Airport. Shasta Lake remains a mere 50 feet from the top of the dam. This all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney own, of course, the Shasta Gas Propane, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans out there. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's head to the phones, and Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Carl, this is off subject to what you got today, so that's why I wanted to call during the break. It's about what you said yesterday, and I didn't have a phone, but today, right during the break here, there's an AB-109 guy standing here, and he's kind enough to loan me his Obama phone to call you. What I'm calling about
That's awesome.
Yesterday you said to call our supervisor and ask them how they were leaning towards the sanctuary city or county.
Yeah, the sanctuary state. What were they going to do?
My opinion is we should call them but tell them how we want them to lean towards that, because we elected them to represent us, not to dictate to us how they feel, and that's how they're going to vote.
Well, that's a good idea. That's even better, to call up and say, I don't know what you're thinking about, but I am totally against the sanctuary state.
They need to hear that from their constituents, because I haven't talked to anybody that's in favor of it. When you don't get to express your opinion how you want your local politics to go, you wind up with somebody like Ken Murray, who gives the police department a 23% raise.
Well, Ken will be in the chat room like in about 2 minutes, so we'll hear about that one.
Well, Patrick Jones will be happy to verse you on that.
Well,
anyway, thank you for having me on. Have a great day.
Nick, it's, you know what, we've missed you, man. You take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know, he's got a great point.
You know, it is a good point. Instead of calling and asking him, well, how are you going to vote? The reason I want him to do this is I want to get all the county supervisors on the record by saying, do you support the sanctuary state? And then what are you going to do for the county of Shasta? Are you going to write something that says we are not going to disobey the federal law?
So is that an option for them? I mean, can they have the option to do that?
Here we go. And this is the option. Here's the option is they've said that we're a sanctuary state.
Right.
The feds can just cut off all the money. To the feds can cut off all the money for law enforcement, for the grants and all these things. Hey, fine, you don't want to help us, then we're not going to give you any money. Or you could come back and say, look, we will coordinate with you, we will cooperate with you. Now, then at that point, what's the state going to do? My question over 2 weeks ago to the Board of Supervisors Chairman, Dave Kehoe, who then handed it off to the county council, was, what is your stance going to be on this? They have said that they have to take a look at this, and it's been over 2 weeks right now.
They have to run up on the roof and check the direction of the weather.
Well,
rain.
You know what?
Well, okay, so.
So I have not received an answer. Nobody has received an answer yet. I've talked to a supervisor who said, and I said that they are against the sanctuary state. So I think I know how that supervisor would vote on this, but they still haven't brought this up for a vote yet.
Do you think they're just too busy, or they're actually considering not bringing it up for a vote or not taking a stand on it?
It puts them in. You know what? Here's the thing. It puts them in a tough spot.
Why?
It puts them in a tough spot because they can go out and say, we are not going to obey. We are not going to, you know what, we are going to obey the federal law. You cannot, what you're doing supersedes the federal law. That is illegal. We're not going to listen to it. At which time the state could say, well, if you're not going to obey the state law, then, you know, that all those road projects you've got, that the money comes through the state, is not going to come. Because if you're not going to obey our laws, then we're going to start cutting away the funding.
All right. That rounds off the story for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Yes, the supervisor was supposed to vote on giving themselves a pay raise today. And
really?
Yes. And it's supposed to go up quite a bit, you know, for them. And so I don't think they ought to give themselves anything if they don't do what we're, you know, and protect us as the people of the county and giving away all the sanctuary cities and all that kind of stuff. They're going.
You know, I must not be on that list that says what you get from, you know, what the county is going to be talking about. I better go to their go to whoever sends that stuff out. I get it from the city. I get everything. No matter what it is, but I did not see where the court or the board of supervisors were going to vote on giving themselves a raise today. I thought they couldn't give themselves a raise.
Well, I didn't either, but I that's what I heard on the radio this morning on the news that they were going to give themselves a pay raise today. So that's what I heard. So
I will take a look.
Unless I listen to a different county. Somewhere else on the TV this morning, where I listened to it, it was going to be Butte County. But I thought they said Shasta County.
Well, we'll take a look at that. I know Butte County's got all those strange things. They just one of their school superintendents just got fired. But anyway, okay, Jim, thanks a lot. We're going to check that right now.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay.
So there has been talk about withholding funds for infrastructure projects if you don't buy into the
they don't know for sure what's going to happen because City of Anderson and the county of Siskiyou County, and there's another county, have already said we're not going to support your law,
your tyranny,
your tyranny of the sanctuary state. We're going to continue to help the feds. We'll continue to call ICE. We'll continue to do it. Now, people maybe don't realize is that, you know, they say that you will not call ICE, you will not call any of these federal law enforcement agencies, but there's 831 exceptions to this. Like, if it is a felony, yes, call them. If it's certain things. But the overall thing is that if they used to go into different offices, ICE did. And now the offices have this thing they read to them that says, you can't come in here anymore. So they're telling the feds they can't come into the state offices to see what's happening, unemployment offices or other things like that. So then the feds have said, that's fine. Then when we start making sweeps, we're going to take everybody. So, I mean, so this is just going to be a total.
That's great. I look forward to looking to see how that works.
We may be some collateral damage here when we're going after this guy, but guess what? We find out everybody else in the house should not be here. They're not here legally. Well, we'll just take everybody. So, you know what? The state of California makes these pronouncements that, that are they going to be able to cash that check?
Well, the state of California is just a study in failed leadership. I mean, every time you turn around, they've got something going on that everybody shrugs their shoulders and says, why are we doing that? And normally it's because somebody is patronizing or somebody is working on getting a voting segment to vote for them. I mean, politicians are business people. That's what they are. And it's their job to stay in power. No matter what bill of goods they have to sell, they're going to.
Like Ted DeLeon, he finally termed out the president of the Senate, the one that brought us all these gun laws and all this. So what's he going to do? Instead of just kind of like casually going back to Mr. Nobody, which is what he would do, he's running against Senator Feinstein. And I never thought I'd say this. But if it comes down to endorsing somebody, I would endorse Feinstein.
Yes, I agree.
Over DeLeon.
Well, that's what they do is they put these term limits on these politicians, and they just tag out. They go find a different job. They go find a different job in the system. I mean, it really is. They have circled the wagons in the state.
What's Ted Gaines doing? Oh, he's getting ready to term out. So he's running for what is that? The one that George Runner's at, the Board of Equalization.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, we've got to take a break here.
All right,
hey,
fine.
Okay, everybody has problem. You know what? Everybody complains about, I don't feel safe. Now, whether it's true or not, different areas, you probably aren't safe. Or your business is always being hit. Or there's somebody sleeping in your doorways. Or there's something, they're going through they're out in your parking lots. People, transients, vampires, anything. How can you protect yourself? Well, how about North State Security? How about somebody that's been in the business since 1968? How about somebody that's got employees over 100 officers, not guards, they're officers, who has more people in security positions on the road every night than the police and the sheriff combined? That's right. Somebody that takes care of our power plants, takes care of the high school football games, the Colt 45s, you name it, they're there. This is North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. And they are looking for some professionals to come join their ranks because they are expanding so much that they need some professionals to join their ranks. And many of the people that have worked at North State Security go on to law enforcement jobs. Can I give you an example? How about Sheriff Tom Basenko started at North State Security?
I think that Joel Northrup, too. Might have worked at North State Security. Yeah, I believe he worked at some security firm over 152 Hartnell Avenue in the 90s.
Well, this is the guy. 243-0295. Call him, and if you've got a problem or you want to prevent a problem, call North State Security. Yeah.
I think people can put away the torches and pitchforks. I'm looking through the county supervisor agenda for today, and I see nothing about a raise for the board itself.
Oh, he got us fired up, though.
He did.
Yeah. He got us fired up.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave, and it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to CarmonasAppliances.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy at the helm here today. And we've talked a lot about things that are going on around here, and that's what we're going to finish up with today is things that are going on. This portion of the show brought to you by SST, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business 50 years. 50 years, think about that. You know what? When they started, Happy Days was the number one show. You can have it all at SST Oil. A fuel card that's good at 57,000 places. That's what I have. They have, they're fixing heaters. They have discounts for veterans. They have advertising on the back of the trucks. They have it all, and they are one of the mainstays of fighting the fires here in California. They're on the front lines, providing fuel for the firefighters, for their trucks, for their the camps, all of these things at SST Oil. It's a employee-owned business, too, if that doesn't tell you something. Been in it for 50 years, and they're going to be there another 50 years. SST Transport, give them a call, 241-1167 for any of those fuel needs. Okay, I'm here with Ted Leidy, and now we can get kind of into the these new laws that are getting ready to kick off in 18. Some have been held up by lawsuits, but others. But the assault weapons ban is not one of those.
No, the assault weapons ban is it
a ban?
In full effect. It's not a ban. It's a registration.
It's a registration
scheme, really.
Right. Yeah.
So the actual legislation is AB 1135 and SB 1880. They were passed at about the same time and went into effect. Basically, the rundown is you have to register your, by definition, assault weapon in the state of California by 30 June of next year. Okay. Initially, it was the end of this year, but they ran out of time, didn't get the registration page together. And so now it's 30 June of next year. And the reason I bring it up is because I don't want you to sit around and, you know, let this thing creep up on you, because there are thousands and thousands of, by definition, assault weapons in the state of California, in the county of Shasta, guaranteed, because, you know, we have a few ourselves probably.
I do not own an assault weapon.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, good.
I own sporting rifles. I do not own an assault weapon.
Okay. Are you taking a stand on that, or is it by definition? Are you just saying that you don't?
No, I don't, because an assault weapon is a weapon that's built to certain specifications and fires automatically. It fires automatic, and you have that feature on it that it fires either semi-automatic or automatic. That, to me, is an assault weapon.
So it's my job as a gun instructor to tell you that, in accordance with the California Penal Code, Section 30515, that if you have a firearm that fires semi-automatic, center fire, and includes a flash suppressor, a pistol grip, or a telescopic stock, and a detachable magazine including a bullet button, then you have, by definition, an assault weapon in your home.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I know it feels evil and dark.
It is evil.
Yeah, it's evil and dark, and you're probably not going to be able to live with yourself now.
It's a good thing I registered it.
Yeah, yeah. So if
you bought one of those and it was registered with the state already, but you've got to register it as an assault weapon now.
Yes, it's not registered as an assault weapon. Assault weapon registration for all of these firearms that have been bought in the past 10 years, it was non-existent. They want you to re-register. It's $15.
Does that mean I don't need a bullet button anymore?
No. They actually, in the text of the law, when you register an assault weapon, you must also take a photograph, and in that photograph, it actually states showing the bullet button type detachable magazine release. So you have to take a photograph of the assault weapon and send it in with your assault weapon registration showing the bullet button. Now, here's something controversial. I want some listener out there to pull up the text of the code. And no place in the text of the code does it say you must have a bullet button until it's time to take the picture. And a picture states it showing the bullet button. So it's very, very confusing, obviously.
What if you don't have a bullet button?
Well, I don't know. I'm waiting for someone to register their assault weapon without a bullet button in it and let me know how it goes.
Well, see, mine doesn't have a bullet button. It has, you know, it has a thing where it needs a tool to take the magazine out.
That's a bullet button.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But if you don't have a bullet button, I mean...
Well, you can actually...
So what I do is I just open my rifle up and I just load it straight into the magazine like you did the O&M ones.
Then you know what? If that's the case and you don't have a bullet button, if that magazine is pinned into the firearm and you cannot take it out and you must load it through the top, then that is considered not an assault weapon because it does not have a detachable magazine.
Now,
so if that's the case with you, Carl...
I have, you know what? In the last class we had on tactical carbine, there was a gentleman there that had one of those. You remember?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, you weren't over on that side. He had to open up the magazine. He had to open up his rifle, break it, remove the magazine, and put another one in there.
And then close
the... And close the action and put the pins through it again.
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
Is that considered an assault weapon?
No. Mm-mm.
My Winchester 94 is looking better all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what? So, you know, and this is the interesting thing about it, because now I have seen that people have invented these equipment or aftermarket stuff that you push the button, you can drop it opens it up, and you slam it shut again, and you can drop the magazine. And it's all like in 2 seconds.
And that complies with the law.
So you now... no longer have an assault weapon there.
Right, because you have to open the action to load it. The magazine does not come out until the action is open.
And I was watching it because it was being advertised, and I thought, well, that's what it looks like. Because the gentleman that had the other one that was California compliant, by the end of the class, he was pretty quick. He could pop that. He could pop open his. He could open it up and drop the magazine, put another one in, and close it again. But it's those extra. I think it took like 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, and the whole idea is to get that firearm to the point where you cannot really use it in an anti-personnel manner. You know, they don't ever want that to happen. So if they figure if you're going to use it to hunt, then there's no problem with loading it like that because you can hold 10 rounds in it. But breaking open the action of a firearm in the middle of use, as far as I'm concerned, is really a difficult thing to do unless you practice it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And, you know, so there are other options, too. I was in a gun range yesterday in Sacramento where they had a piece of equipment that went inside the action of the firearm, which every time that firearm was discharged, the bolt came to the rear and locked until you pushed a button on the side of the firearm, and then it went forward again. So as fast as you could push a button, it would fire, but it was...
So now it's no longer a semi-automatic?
It's not semi-automatic, it's single shot.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. You know what? Here's the thing, is as many things as the state comes up with, like they did with the bullet button, there are people out there that are so much smarter than the state, you know, when they're writing these regulations. They just went past it with the bullet button, where you can take a screw that you can buy for like less than a nickel from a hardware store, and there's your bullet button.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, you just screw it in, and you push it. There it is. You've dropped a mag. There's all these other things that are happening that you see out there when this thing starts. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. I want to come back, and we're going to talk more about the gun regulations, the new bans. But one of the things I want to talk is, Jim, we've gone through, Bob's gone through the what's happening today and the agenda and all that. Nowhere does it say that the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County is going to vote themselves a raise. I don't think they can vote themselves a raise anyway. I think it's for in the future. I don't think you can vote on a raise that impacts on you from the Board of Supervisors. I'm not sure. We'll talk to Trisha on it Thursday. But bottom line is, we can't find anything there. And since they're not open and won't be till 9 o'clock, we'll just assume that they're not going to do that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. TV should be easy. At B&T Satellite, your local dish-authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease in the dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call us now at 530-241-3474. At B&T Satellite, ask about special discounts that may be available. That's B&T Satellite at 530-241-3474. Let's make your TV choice easy with fish. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here. If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Such faith.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 8:34 in the morning, 75 degrees, somewhere around here. Either here or at the airport or somewhere in between. Going up to 92 today. Beautiful day. I think eventually it's going to start getting cooler. I'm pretty sure it will. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue. You can see them there across from the subway. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold there. Go in there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Great place. It's nice to know that, as one of our people said, this is all your fault, Ted. Everything that's going on with the Second Amendment.
It is my fault. I'm sorry.
And then, by the way, I don't know if anybody else has heard this, but Antifa, and we all know who Antifa is, right? Those people dressed in black that attack free speech and everything else. They said that on, it looks like on November 4th, the anniversary of the rise of the Communist Party in Russia, that Antifa wants to attack the government. I don't know if attack's the right word. They said they want to take over our government.
I'm just glad you're saying the word Antifa, because I always wondered how it was pronounced.
Well, but, you know, the anti-fascist who fought, by the way, against the Spanish and the Nazis. This is where they started during World War II.
Well, these guys know a genuine fascist if they actually saw one.
Yeah, when they look in the mirror.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They need a job to take up their days, and maybe a girlfriend and a dog and a life.
Put the right? Xbox controller down and back away slowly.
Yeah, get out of your parents' basement and try moving into society.
If you read some of these guys that got arrested, one was a college professor that had the Antifa sock where they put a bicycle lock in it. And then they can swing it and smack somebody, and then they can just quickly take it out and say, oh, no, I just got a lock for my bicycle. Well, they caught the guy on camera, and he got fired from his job. They had another professor that was extolling revolution and wanting the students to join in, and the students are going, this woman's crazy. She got fired. Then they had a high school teacher that when she was at one of these things and getting into the violence, when the school tried to, you know, was gone into fire, she tried to get her students to come in and take over the disciplinary hearing. That didn't work either. I mean, just the weird. But see, these are your college and high school teachers that are involved in Antifa.
These are raising our kids.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, they've got these great ideas, but let me tell you.
I'm not saying that all. Of course, we're not saying all teachers are that at all.
Oh, no.
But there is a percentage of them, and if you look at it like that. Okay, one other thing. Okay, tell me about the ammo. Was this put on hold because the new law said that you couldn't buy ammo unless you had a card identifying you with a background check, and the card was good for 4 years, and then you can't buy ammo over the internet. You've got to buy it face-to-face. Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, so the legislation is SB 1235, and they have another entire year to enact it. From the 10,000-foot level, you'll have to have an ammunition license to be a retailer to sell ammunition.
For over 500 rounds.
Right. So what that means is your Lake Liquors and your Phil's Propeller and all these other places that just sell ammunition right now. Right?
Okay.
What?
No, I got it now.
What's the problem?
Lake Liquors. I was thinking, whoa, who's this?
That's a real person.
It is, and it's on its. I know now. I know it's on the way out. It's on the way out to Shasta.
Yeah.
But I didn't. You know, I just took it out of context there. I know. Where are we going with this? You know, I know about Phil. You and I have gone down to Phil's propellers
sure,
before.
Yeah.
He's having these huge sales.
Yeah,
on
buy
the
lots
ammo.
Of ammo down there. I love it. So right now, all you need to have is a reseller's permit to sell ammo. You don't have to have a license to sell it. You just have to have a reseller's permit, so you can buy it and put it on your. Put it on your shelf next to your fishing poles and whatever and sell ammo. I love that. It's beautiful. But unfortunately, next year they're going to start licensing the ammo retailers, and it's going to come with security requirements and record keeping and all kinds of different access to the ammunition database at Sacramento. So it's going to come with all of these requirements, and frankly, a lot of these small retailers just aren't going to be able to afford to sell ammunition, so they're not going to be able. You're going to have to go to the big places.
Luckily, Brown did veto the one where you were going to have to put collision things to stop people from driving their cars, so abutments up in front of your businesses.
Right.
And, I mean, this was going to cost thousands of dollars for everybody, and the big box stores got waivers for it.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So it was going to cost people like Bosniani and all the local guys around here a lot of money to try and put, you know, try to live up to that one. What was it, a 3,000-pound car going 50 miles an hour?
Right.
Or a 5,000-pound car going 35 miles an hour, something like that.
So it seems simple, but think about this. Let's just talk about a small gun shop in town here. We'll talk about Bastiani.
Yeah.
So Bastiani has city-maintained sidewalks in front of his business.
Right.
Right? So if he has to breach those city-maintained sidewalks with his own security upgrades, that's going to be permitted. He's going to have to replace the sidewalks plus the security upgrades. You know, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not a simple fix.
No.
So I'm glad
he
vetoed
that. And Brown did veto that one, but it's coming. It'll come back. Again, they're just trying to put people out of business. And, you know, they're trying to do is push it to the big box stores, because big box stores means they can control them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the DOJ is just like a mob.
So the... Yeah, the ones here in California.
They're true. It's true.
The ones
yeah.
in California.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Faceless true. Bureaucrats. Nameless faceless bureaucrats that make these decisions. Okay, so when are we going to have to get this ID card?
So it's supposed to be completely enacted by 7-1 of 19. So that's July of 2019.
Okay.
Everything is supposed to be in place, and you're supposed to be presenting a they call it a certificate of eligibility. I don't know how it's going to look, whether it's going to be a card or a piece of paper or what. But you're going to have to present that to wherever you're buying the ammunition. And if you don't, are you ready for this? 10-day wait. 10-day wait on your ammo purchase if you don't have a COE. Like you buy it. And you have to the retailer has to hold it for 10 days, just like a firearm.
Yeah, a firearm.
Yeah. Now there are some exemptions. Gun clubs and ranges have exemptions. They can use ammunition on site that they purchase there, and you know it's there.
Well,
are
yeah, like
exemptions.
the Redding Gun Club, who has lots of shotgun shells,
right,
that they sell there because they have all the trap. And,
sure.
And shotgun shells come under this too.
Yeah, all. Ammunition.
Oh, all ammunition.
Yeah, all ammo.
You know, I'm starting. You know what? Here we go back again, my friends. Well, it's just guns. You know, and I'm not paraphrasing this to make it sound less, you know, but first they come after the guns.
Yeah.
Then they come after your ability to meet together and for free speech. You know, I didn't say anything about the guns. I didn't say anything about the meeting together. But now they've come in and said that my church is a hate group.
No.
No, I mean, but that's what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take your guns. They're going to take away certain things. And then they're going to say it's because your church believes, if your church believes that homosexuality is a sin and you preach that, then now it's become a hate group. This is what's
I'm
coming.
Sure.
This is, I mean, these things can come down the road and everybody goes, oh, no. And I had a nice, had a conversation with somebody. And we were discussing this. I said, wait a minute, if your grandfather was alive today, wouldn't he think that the government is totally overreaching now? And he said, yeah. he didn't believe it, but he thought about it like his grandfather, is that how much the government has gotten into your life, into the things that happens, and every decision you make, the government's there.
Let's talk about firearm registration. It is tyranny to register firearms because they're really calling you out. They're making you register your guns for no other reason than to make sure that they know who has guns and who does not. Why would you register guns otherwise? Why would you register them? There's no reason to register firearms. You know, if you talk about registering firearms in most states, they will rise up on you because firearms registration is the first step of tyranny. I mean, think about it. 20 years ago, you couldn't register firearms. Cue the torches and pitchforks. Now, every time you buy a gun, your name goes into a database as being a gun owner.
And now let's talk about ammo, too. So say I buy 1,000 rounds of 45 ammo, but there's nothing on my list there from the DOJ that says I have a 45. Will somebody come up to me and knock on my door and say, you just bought 1,000 rounds of 45 ammunition. Why do you have that since you don't have a 45 anywhere registered?
I don't know, but that's not outside what I consider the scope of reality.
Maybe not this year or next year, but say within the next 3 or 4 years, it could be, especially if Gavin Newsom gets in here. Hey, these guys aren't registering their guns, and so what we've got to do is now we just need to take them away from them.
Do you know that
it is illegal to have an unregistered gun? I mean, it's not right now. Don't take this. I'm just saying in the future, I see it coming, it'll be illegal to have a gun that's not registered with the state.
I believe that. In our lifetime.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Easy.
Without a doubt.
All right, we're going to take a break, and Daniel, we'll get right back to you after this. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Wellgate, unique saltwater pool facility, Boheem Spa, great apparatuses down there, spinning classes, yoga classes. They have it all at Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place to work out, clean, professional, well-lit. Including the parking lot, well-lit parking lot. The trainers are very professional. And then Rich Novelli, the owner, just does a wonderful job down there. Head on down to Eureka and Court Street on the corners there and go into Wellgate Sports Club. Try it out. Tell them Carl Lund sent you. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is the elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Don't stop believing, my friends. 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 75 degrees, going up to 92 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, Harvest Bazaar this Saturday. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. This Saturday, October the 28th. That's this Saturday. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church. This is where you go to find a bunch of Christmas goodies. Linda goes there, stands outside before she gets in there with Lori going, and then they fight their way through, elbows and knees, to wherever the things they want. Linens, jewelry and art, baked goodies, antiques and collectibles.
All the good stuff will be gone before you get there because you're going to be teaching Saturday morning.
Be there.
Ladies only CCW.
I'm going to be teaching there. Right. Okay. Vietnam Shasta Stories, November 7th at the Shasta College Theater. This is something that's going on with KIXE, McConnell Foundation, and Shasta College. And again, they're going to have Vietnam veterans plus the Hmong tribe will also be there to talk about what happened to them in during the Vietnam War, their stories of it. There is no single truth in war. So this is going to be put on, like I said, at Shasta College on November 7th in the Shasta College Theater. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am peachy.
I was thinking about all these things you're talking about and all the people that are going to be out there going poo-poo, you know, this is all speculation, it's not going to happen. And that could be, but I doubt it. But we got to remember there's one person that's still out there that one time was head of Homeland Security who said veterans were going to be on the terrorist watch list.
That's right. Janet
Neapolitano.
They're making policy right now for all of our universities and part of the shadow government.
Well, I tell you what, Janet made that statement, and you know what, she tried to backtrack on it, but she did. And so when she left to the Homeland Security Department, where'd she go to? She's now in charge of all the UC campuses in California. And she's also been caught holding like $1 million in a slush fund, too.
Yep.
Nobody did anything. Okay, Daniel.
Pretty amazing.
You're right.
And we just got to always remember about folks like her.
Well, it's people that want to step on your rights, whether it's right or left. You know, because, you know, frankly, there's people on the right that don't, you know, that would like to step on your, you know, far right like to step on your rights, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And the far left. In fact, when you get out to the fringes, those two fringes are so, they're so intertwined, they could be working together. They talk about intermarriage because they all want anarchy. They all want, where there are no laws. So then becomes, you know, survival of the fittest, at which point most of them wouldn't survive. Anyway, okay, Daniel, thanks.
Have a good day.
You bet. There's so many things going on here. You know, I look at, and I'm trying to figure this one out. You see this every so often. Five teenagers, age 17 to 15, back in, I think it was New Jersey or someplace back there, somewhere back east. They stood up on an overpass, and they started dropping rocks. Rocks from ranging from 5 pounds to 20 pounds.
Yeah, I heard that.
A 6-pound rock went through a windshield, hit a guy in the head, down to his chest. And this is a guy going home from work. and going home to his family, and he's killed. Blunt trauma. They catch these kids. You look at their photos. They look like, 15? Are you kidding? He looked like he was like 10. And the oldest one was 17. And his last name was Anger.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But so now these kids have been charged with second-degree murder, as well as they should, because they stood and they threw many of them. People having their cars were hit and reported, and this guy got it in the windshield. Because you can't tell me that they weren't trying to do something like that.
Oh, they were dropping them on cars, that's for sure. I don't think, in my opinion, for what it's worth, I don't think they probably thought they were going to kill anybody.
Well, maybe they didn't, because they're 17 through 15.
They're not thinking this through.
No.
They didn't think it through.
But anyway, they got caught.
Oh, yeah,
they're
horrible.
In jail. That's where they're staying for a while, and they're all being charged, which to me is a good idea because it tells other people, you want to do this? That's fine. But plan on spending your juvie years in a juvenile correction facility.
Yeah, somewhere this morning during our talk, we talked about accountability.
Responsibility.
And the problem, one of the main problems with things the way I see them is our country was founded on personal responsibility and accountability. And as we walk down the road further and further and decide, who's going to go to jail and who doesn't, we're kind of taking that accountability away from them. And then they get confused. They get messed up. There's no doubt about it. I'm sorry for them kids because their life is going to be changed forever right now. But I'm also sorry for the man who died. Let's be honest about that.
Well, I feel much more sorry for the man that died.
Absolutely.
Who did nothing.
Absolutely.
Did nothing but drive his car home from work.
But there is a tragic consequence.
Another reason it's dangerous.
It's tragic.
It's dangerous to work.
Maybe you can't get back and forth.
We just go back and just go hunt.
Yeah, I think we should hunt every day. It's safe.
It's safe.
And
we never hurt anything.
No, and there's less money for the government to take from us because we won't be making any.
And we never hurt anything.
Yeah, we don't hurt anything.
Because people say, did you get anything? And you and I always go, no.
Carl, we got a turkey last spring.
That's right.
We shot turkeys last spring.
We shot turkeys
last
spring.
So we do harvest animals at some time.
At some time.
But remember, it's the hunting experience.
It's being out there. You don't hunt. You don't call it killing. Yeah, I'm going killing today. No, you go hunting today. Next time when we go out for pigs, we ought to take a rifle with us, though.
I know.
The girls are starting to wonder.
Yeah, I know.
I was going out that day, and Linda goes, where's your rifle? And I went, oh. I had to go do the walk of shame all the way back through the house, get the rifle, and come all the way back. She goes, are you sure you guys are hunting?
We just want to drive around the side-by-side and smoke cigars and look through our binos at stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, hey, look, there's a pig. It's 1,500 yards away. Let's stalk it.
Think about the money you'd save.
Oh.
Think about the money you'd save.
Think about that every day. We could just call in the show. Hey. And then Linda says, Linda will not watch a show where guys are whispering. Look, here it comes. She says, because here comes the kill shot.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes. She says, guys whispering because they're hunting. She says, no. But see, that's one of our problems, too.
Yeah.
We just talk. Yeah. Scare the pigs away.
Thank goodness for Steve Boer and Perry Kremians at Just for Hunting that let us take all this time out there on that ranch. Just for Hunting.
We've had Perry on, and we're going to run some advertising because, it is a great experience out there, and it's okay. Let's just say it's us, because everybody else seems to get a pig.
Yeah, we shot one the week before you and I went last time. I was guiding out there and shot one, so
yeah.
we can. But think about this: even though on our last unsuccessful hunting trip, we run successful. I came right in this morning before we went on the air and sat down. And what did we talk about? That hunt and how fun it was.
It was. It was a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. And then we have a comment from here. It says, hey, okay, you guys got turkeys, but did you take the wrapper off that says pop up when ready before you shot them? Thank you. Thank you much. And did you warn the ladies in the vegetable department before you started shooting?
Hey.
You know what? I don't know who this is. I think I do know who it is, but it could be different guys. I'm not sure.
So the plastic wrapper got in the way. Remember, we had to remove all that plastic.
We had to rip that plastic
after we shot through the plastic. We had to take it out with tweezers.
Oh my gosh! It was embarrassing.
No, it ain't well once we cut out all the shot and plastic.
There you are. I don't know how many times we've been surrounded by pigs. I mean, pigs, and they're around, and we're trying to figure out which one looks. Where's the boar?
Oh,
where's
yeah.
the boar? And they're never there. And so you and I, and then the last time when they took off and we were going to just keep going after them, and we looked at them, they were 800 yards away and running as fast as those little piggy legs could take them.
Yeah, we jacked that all up.
Yeah, that was it. Just drank some water, came home. That was it. He goes back, he says, well, maybe we can chase them down. He looks back, I'm just unloading the rifle.
He's like, no.
I've got it.
Quote, Carl Bott's quote of the day, it takes a real man to understand his limitations. That's what he said. I said, okay,
thank
I got
Clint
it.
Clint Eastwood.
I tell you what, I mean, things they were 1,000 yards away running. And, I mean, it was like they couldn't have gotten there that fast, but they did.
Yeah.
And even the little ones, everybody, they're all in this little pig group running like crazy across the field.
You know that was fun, though.
Yeah, it was a great day.
And
it's a great day.
Yeah,
we'll do every it day you're out is a great day.
I think it's great.
That was the same group that we could have had the very first time we were hunting if you'd been courageous enough to sneak up and start reaching down there and figuring out which was the boar and which one was the sow. Did you do that?
No. I wish I had of now because it would have been legendary.
It'd have been a legend.
You talked about it on the radio.
You could have gotten closer and you're going to look down and go, hey, this one.
Yeah, no. I didn't have it in me. I just did not have that soldier's courage in me at that point. I'm sorry.
Reach in the back. And a pair of katana swords in his mouth. Yeah.
It says reach in the back. He'll let you know.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
And on that note.
Hope everybody have a great day. We're going.
Hey, Carl, thanks for letting me come in today. It's always fun hanging out
thanks
with you
lot,
guys
Ted.
In the morning.
Hey, Ted and I are going to be on location Friday at the Stand Down. Come by and join us and see if you want, if you need some, you want to help out down there, just check it out down there with the North State Stand Down. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston at the White House. President Trump is scheduled to have lunch with Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill in about an hour to rally lawmakers behind his tax plan. But he has spent the morning engaged in a remarkable war of words with GOP Senator Bob Corker. In a TV interview, Corker said Congress, not the president, should set the course on taxes, which prompted Mr. Trump to tweet that Corker couldn't get elected dog catcher and is now fighting tax cuts. The senator shot back that the president is utterly untruthful. The president then called Corker a lightweight. The public feud.